It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have got Huntington City Mayor Leonard Norton. And it's been a minute since we've talked to Mayor Norton. We made it through the winter. The spring months are hopefully getting ready to start with some spring-type weather. And that brings different cleanups around the city if you want to do some beautification at your yard. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about burning permits, a few construction projects that are going to go on in Huntington. And then, of course, we'll mention we got to talk about Heritage Days because it's really not that far away when you think about it. Mayor Norton, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Dave?
I am doing well, sir. Let's get right into it. How are things going? How have we wintered out in Huntington?
Huntington, we wintered out pretty well. You know, we didn't have a lot of snow, so we didn't have to do a lot of pushing. We don't have a lot of snow damage. Looks like we got some good snowpack in the mountains, so everything's looking good, and we're getting ready for spring.
Very good. That's always a good sign. And when we talk about spring, spring always, a lot of folks start getting outside, getting some work done around the house and working outside. And you guys, the city itself, you guys will come and pick up tree limbs if people are putting them out on the curb, right?
Yeah, we come around once, twice a week, depending on how many we have out. If you put your limbs out on the curb, we will pick them up. I think we do that to the end of April, and then after that you'll have to take the limbs out to the dump yourself.
Okay, and then the other thing that you wanted to mention was it is burning season, right?
Yep, open burn season. All you have to do is either call City Hall or get on our website and apply and get you a little burn permit. No cost. We just want you to let us know what you're doing, burning, what kind of burn, just a little. Nobody calls the fire department on you and have them come out and try to figure fire out for you.
It's always good to know ahead of time when somebody starts burning, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, we try to tell you, watch the weather, make sure it's not windy so your fire don't get out of control. But just be cautious in what you're doing. No, you know, you can't burn any hazardous, just basically tree limbs or leaves or grass, things like that.
And so that can be done right there. And as you said, all you've got to do, it's a free permit. You've just got to either go into City Hall or you can get them online, and that takes care of that as well. Also, with the springtime, that means spring and summer, we're going to look for some construction projects that'll be popping up around Huntington City.
Yeah, we got a few sidewalk projects going right now. We've got a couple of projects out at the rodeo grounds getting our horseshoe pits and cornhole pits going, and a little fire area that you can have a little fire and if you want. Also, this summer we'll be putting some new lights in our rodeo ground, and we got a water line project that feeds the city we're going to start replacing. So we got a few projects going on. Just try to have everybody keep conscious of what's going on, so somebody don't get hurt, and the construction can go on as we normally do.
Just kind of keep an eye out and mm-hmm. watch for construction crews. It's getting to be that time again. Once we get through winter and everything, then it's time to start looking for the orange cones and the construction, right?
Yeah, we try to keep to a minimum, but that's just the nature of the beast. When it's warm, we got to do the work. So kind of got a short window there to get her done.
That's right. And then we'll wrap up. Well, let's talk for a moment about Heritage Days, because it is coming up, and it's not really that far away the more you think about it.
Yeah, it's getting that time again. Heritage Days, we'll start with our rodeo on the 29th of June. That's a weekend before the 4th, and then the 4th will be on a Thursday, and we'll have, you know, some activities Wednesday and Thursday. We have concert and fireworks and, you know, our entertainment throughout those 2 days, so everybody marked on your calendar, and encourage everybody to get ready to come out and have a good time.
Are you going to kind of keep with the same thing you've been doing the last couple of years, and you'll take up the middle school as well?
Yeah, we'll still be in the middle school. It gives us plenty of area to have, you know, more vendors and more entertainment, and they have that nice concert at the end of the night, just before the fireworks, so it gives a good venue up there for us to use.
And it seems to work pretty well for you. All right, Mayor Norton, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it. Let's talk again, and I'm sure we will talk again the closer we get to Heritage Days and get some stuff scheduled and solidified, and we'll talk all about it, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dave, and thank you to your listeners. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.